Minuteman Press not only does excellent work, but they are also super fast and priced right. They can design anything you need and provide you with direct mail promotions, calendars, brochures, presentation folders, digital services, labels, and much more. You can contact Minuteman Press at 727-535-3800 or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com. If you need any type of printing or promotional items, there is nobody better than Minuteman Press Largo. Call them today, 727-535-3800, or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com.
It's time for the Brian Cash Claus Show. Stay tuned to learn about the great deals you can find in the BCC coupon book. Now, here's the host with the most, Brian Cash Claus, and his very special guest.
Yeah, my very special guest, butterflies can fly and are beautiful. But this is the new show. You know what it's called today? The Red Rooster Antique Show. Red Rooster by Adam. He's my best friend, I think, in business.
Well, that's great. That makes me feel good.
I really mean that. Well, just like when I walk in here and see you, it like my heart. I know that's crazy, right? But you understand that, being Madam Butterfly. But this is the Red Rooster
Antiques.
Antiques Show.
Yes.
All right.
That was, what an intro.
Yes. Well, hello, everyone. Hi, Adam. Hi. Thank you for guest hosting today. We have Michelle from the Violet Butterfly as well.
So, Michelle, tell us about why you're here and tell me about what you do.
So, I own the Violet Butterfly Metaphysical Healing Center.
Okay.
Up in Alderman Plaza in Palm Harbor.
I know where that is.
Okay, we're right next door to First Watch. It's kind of hard to miss.
Okay.
My mission with having that space is creating a place where people can explore their spiritual journey and their healing.
Okay.
In a comfortable manner. Yeah. So we have all kinds of merchandise that supports that, but we have classes and we have services that help to lead people along the way.
Well, I've been there, so I know it's a great place. To tell us, give us your address, where you're located, and tell us about what, you know, people come in and see you and set up different times to come up and, you know, come in and see you and, you know... Just tell me, what's your address?
Our address is 35154 US 19 North.
Okay.
And it's Palm Harbor.
It's in Palm Harbor.
Yep, 34684.
And do you have a telephone number where people can reach you?
We do.
Okay. That's wonderful.
It's 727-386-4535.
That's great. Now, and I went there, because I went there for a reading. You have different people that do readings there, don't you?
Yes.
Okay, because I can't remember who the person was, but they were really great. They're right on the nose. So, like, if you wanted to come in for a reading, you can set up a time to come in to get a reading.
Yeah, you can set up an appointment.
That's right.
We do that online, or you can call the shop.
Oh, you do it online as well.
Yeah. Or we can usually accommodate walk-ins, but we have tarot readers.
Yes.
We have mediums. Mm-hmm. We have pet psychics.
I know. I was really impressed when I went there. But you do so many other things.
We do. So in addition to like Reiki, which is energy healing, mm-hmm. We teach everything that we do professionally in the shop. So we want to empower everyone to be mm-hmm. able to do their own work.
Yeah, do their own work. And then you have different things you can buy there, supplies. And
yeah, we have.
I think I got a smudge stick there. I know I got a smudge stick. Being in the antique business, you need smudge sticks. Once in a while, it's like the energy is like a little funky here, and it works.
So, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So we have incense, sage, Palo Santo, all of those things can be used for cleansing.
Yes.
We have crystals. We have card decks tarot and oracle.
Okay.
Jewelry, all kinds of jewelry, because you can always sneak in some spiritual healing in a gift.
Well, you're preaching to the choir right here.
Yes.
This girl loves jewelry.
Yes, I do. I do. Actually, I did get a rose quartz pendant from your shop, and a really beautiful crystal. I can't remember what kind of crystal, but it was a candle holder. It's white but cloudy.
Selenite.
Yes.
Selenite.
Yes, and I got some lovely different four different things, tea lights to go in there. So you burn them for different things.
Did you feel better when you came out?
Absolutely.
It always, when I go into a shop like yours, it's not just a shop, but I always get a different feeling when I go in. Something about the energy in those places, it's a different vibration. It is.
It's peaceful. It is. Yeah. Yes, it's very peaceful. It smells good. It's just a very nice atmosphere.
So Michelle, tell me how long you've been interested in this.
Oh, gosh. Probably 20 years.
Okay. Was there anything that just precipitated that you got involved with this? Or?
Yeah. So early on, what I noticed, I was a very sensitive child. And I had a horse who showed me very specifically that I felt other people and other things in my body. Mm-hmm. That was like the spark that said, okay, you really need to experiment and see what this really means. So it's kind of been a gift.
I understand that.
Yeah.
And it seems like different people have different gifts. My gift is I have dreams.
Okay.
That come to fruition. But they're always backwards for the most part.
Oh,
when
wow.
we went away, we were being evacuated. So it was CJ, Austin, and I, and we went to upstate New York. And, you know, of course, being in the antique business, we're walking around looking for antiques. Well, the night I got up and I said to the guys, I had a dream that I was telling you that you could not buy this door. And it was not going to fit in our van. And I'm like, that's the strangest dream ever. And we went into a shop later in the day, and there was this most beautiful antique door. And they're like, you can't buy that. It won't fit in the van. I got the door, and I brought it home. But it's just, I have dreams like that all the time that come to fruition. But they're always usually... They're not spot on. They're backwards when I get them.
Right.
But I guess it is some type of ability that you can have that. So
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, the beautiful part about being able to feel what's happening with other people is that I can customize my services to whoever's in front of me.
Yeah.
So if someone comes in and they're not sure what crystals will help me, I can literally have them hold the crystals and I can feel energetically what's shifting in their body to help them.
Okay.
Oh, that's awesome.
And you know, they say we all have auras and that. Do you see that at all?
They say
some people do.
Absolutely.
They can see the chakra and all that. Mm-hmm. I mean, I wish I could.
Right.
Self-diagnose myself. But that's why we need to go and see you. So tell us again the location, your name of your business and location and your telephone number.
We are the Violet Butterfly Metaphysical Healing Center. We're located at 35154 U.S. Highway 19 North in Palm Harbor. And our phone number is 727-386-4535.
And what are your hours? When are you there?
So we are closed on Mondays.
Okay.
We're open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 5, and Sunday, 10 to 3.
Okay. So you're there a lot.
We are.
Yes.
I've been a walk-in, but I think next time I'm going to call up and say, you know, I'd like to come in for a reading.
Oh, for sure. So. And you're located right there, very conveniently, in the Alderman Plaza, right at the corner of Alderman and US 19, across from that big Walmart.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. I know where that is.
Yes. And the phone number again, guys, if you have any questions or would like to set an appointment, is 727-386-4535. That's the Violet Butterfly in Palm Harbor.
That's a great name, by the way.
I love it. Yes.
It is.
Yes.
It's a wonderful name.
It is. And I love butterflies. I think they just makes me feel good when I see them. It's like new life, a new change, beginning.
It's always symbolic. I know a lot of people that have lost loved ones. They've always said that they've got, you know, they either see butterflies or pennies for some reason. They'll they'll see pennies everywhere they go, you know. But butterflies is one thing, you know. All of a sudden, they never see butterflies ever, and then all of a sudden, they're seeing butterflies all everywhere. Over the place.
No, yes.
In unusual places.
Right. See, when I lost my grandmother, it was a very strange thing. She used to wear, well, she never really wore it. She sprayed it around the room, but it was a rose-scented perfume.
Perfume.
And it was just rose.
And you'd smell
and
it.
After she passed away, I was walking down the hallway, like, I will never forget this, and it just hit me, this smell, and I saw her, like, walk across the hallway.
Like peripheral, like, would you, out the corner of your eyes?
Not really. Like, it went right in front of my face, and then I was like, okay, am I losing my mind? Because she was, like, the person, honestly, that I loved the most in this whole world, and I was a kid. And
so you were sensitive to that.
Absolutely. Like, I just, but I felt her, you know, like, there. Yeah. But actually, I was kind of angry, because I was like, why did you leave me? Even though it really wasn't her
fault.
So she
was there.
She was
hanging around, yeah. Seeing what was going on, yeah.
But the smells, like, to this day, if I smell that scent, it's her. You know?
I've had that happen to me, too. And it, sometimes it's perfume, sometimes it's tobacco, you know. Mm.
Well, they say that our sense of smell is actually our strongest sense. Like, you will remember things about a smell longer than any other thing.
I'll tell my roommates that before they clean the house.
Just, I mean, I still...
No, I agree with you.
I do that with, I don't know, because I'm a perfume person. I love smells and candles and things that smell good. I really do.
My mom, they lived in a house that was left to them, and we had a very close friend, and she could smell her perfume occasionally.
Right.
Or she'd be in the living room, and she'd hear, like pots moving around, like she was getting ready to make dinner.
Right, right.
And she'd go in, and she said, she's here, but, you know, she could feel her energy, and then she just would be gone.
Right, right.
So, you know, so there's a lot of things going on that we don't see.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, a lot of things out there. So tell me what else is going on. So what are you jazzed about?
Well, I think it's super exciting. It's a brand new year.
It is.
Happy New Year to everyone.
2023.
And yes, wow. I think for myself, this year is all about growth and positivity, and I want to stay in a positive space and surround myself, which I do anyways, with very positive, great people. I mean, I feel super blessed. We have so many clients, and they are the most, you guys are really the most amazing people. I've met some of the most interesting, just moral, great people doing this for a job, and it's just like, it does not work.
It's a wonderful thing because you get to you know, and a lot of times people come from all over the United States to be in Florida.
Right.
And I often wonder, you know, do they feel disconnected? But, you know, I seem to meet people here with business and what you're doing. And I'm sure what you're doing, you meet people from all over the country, all over the world.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So that's the interesting part about it.
Yes, I love people. I love talking to them. I love learning things about new people. Like, you guys are awesome. I love talking with CJ.
CJ at my place at Red Rooster Antiques.
Yes, Red Rooster Antiques.
They just closed about 20 minutes ago.
CJ is a wealth of knowledge. He's so interesting. Like, you can talk to him about... There's a lot of course, different things in your shop, and if you walk over to one of them and pick it up and think, oh, I wonder where this came from or what its origin is, he will tell you so much information about things. And I love history, so I love talking with CJ.
And he's wonderful. And we're located at 30113 U.S. Highway 19 North, Red Rooster Antiques.
Yes.
In Clearwater, right on 19. Right next to Dan's Fans and across the street from Home Depot.
Yep.
And we're open 7 days a week.
Yes, 7 days a week. And you have so many treasures.
I know. And we just just went to a house call tonight, and I got all these great lamps came in.
Oh,
these
nice.
Tortier floor lamps came in, and there was just a lot of different things, you know. So stop by, because we're always getting new things in, you know. We
and
have
you
things.
Have such a variety, though. I mean,
we
it's
do.
You have furniture, you have pictures, you have lamps, you have figurines and knickknacks, and I mean, jewelry, just anything you could think of, vases, crystal, all sorts of beautiful, beautiful things.
And we're really loaded up right now, so there's a big selection of different things. But I love what I'm doing, and I like the fact that it's belonged to other people. I love the history involved with it too.
Yeah, I think that's pretty cool.
And there's something nice about it, rather than just going to a pack, like a box store, and just buying a brand new thing. Mm-hmm. So that's good.
Yeah.
So shout out to CJ's mom. She broke her hip 2 days ago, so she just got home. So if anyone could say prayers to her towards her.
Mom
too, 2 weeks ago, broke her pelvis,
and she is
doing okay.
Well, that's
great. So this is what we're going in, but I don't feel sad about any of this. I think it's just really good.
And we have Alex on the line here.
Okay.
Hi, Alex. How are you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, and Happy Valentine's Day and Easter and everything else.
All right. Well, thank you so much. So how are you doing today, Alex?
Doing good. The weather's great. The health is great. I got good friends and you guys, so everything's great.
Awesome.
That's great.
It is beautiful out, right? I was just talking to a friend of mine that's up north, and he was like, it's like 5 degrees. Said, I'm so sorry for you.
It's
73.
I don't know why people would move that way. I mean, I know people that move from Florida to Maine.
Actually, that is what he did. I mean, he was originally from up north, but he lived here in Florida and then went back up there. I was like, what for?
I just think people like different temperatures. I think that's what it is.
Plus, I think a lot of it is maybe if your family is still there, you really miss people after a while. So
I think, though, if you go up there after a while, it's like, well, why did I move away from Florida?
Right?
Am I out of my mind?
And secondly, everybody wants to come visit you when you live in Florida.
maybe that's the reason they move away.
So, Alex, tell us a little bit about Happy Homes and what you have going on.
Well, my son Aaron and I are licensed irrigation contractors here in Pinellas County.
Okay.
And we go and take care of people's residential sprinklers.
Okay.
So if your home has got a leaky valve or a controller that's not working and your irrigation needs to be taken care of, you can call Happy Homes and Yards and we'll come out and take care of it for you.
Yes, and how can they call you? What's your number?
Well, you can find us in the coupon book, and they're all over town. And we've been in there almost a year, so if you find an old copy, you can still find us. But you can call me on my personal cell at 865-696-6136.
Right.
And if you guys can find the ad, you can see the number in the book that we use as our local number.
And many houses down here have this irrigation system in their yards and their gardens and... Because that was new to me when I moved down here and I saw that. I said, what is that? I was like kind of intrigued that they would run these irrigation systems under their people's lawns. I'd never seen that before. I mean, you saw it at like golf courses and that type of stuff. But is that common in Florida?
Oh, yeah. And give you some information. When I talk to customers, do you realize what your largest uninsured asset is?
No.
It's the landscaping around your property.
Oh, yeah.
It's
you got insurance for the sewers, you got insurance for the roof, the windows, your vehicles, your content, your house, everything. But if there's a failure in the irrigation system and your plants die, get your checkbook out.
That's the thing I noticed about here, because I have one of those irrigation systems that is not working. I've never really tried it, so I would like to have that done, because I really have not done a lot of gardening and put out a lot of plants and vegetation, because I don't really know how it operates. And we get in such a block of dry, mm-hmm. non-rain period. I mean, we're going into that now.
Soon.
Yeah, and then we have the rainy season, and so.
Yeah, July and August, you don't have to worry about irrigation in South Florida.
July and August.
We get enough rain.
But in the winter months.
Enough rain. But right around the first week of September, the rain shuts off.
Yeah.
2 weeks later, people are calling left or right because their grass is turning brown. They don't know why.
And that's where they contact you.
Yes. You guys call Alex if you're having any brown grass or you want to put in a new system. You do a lot of things, though. You also do landscaping for people. Like, you can fix their yard up and put the irrigation system in, right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we do it all. We try to do it all.
Yes, and you can call Alex at 727-580-4247, and you should get his number so maybe he could look at your system to see.
Yeah, that's right. And you do all different private homes. I'm in a trailer park, so you do that as well, I'm sure. That's great. I want to know that.
We just we did a townhome community over in Seminole.
Okay.
Typical house has four zones. Mm-hmm. These townhomes together had over 40 zones.
Oh, wow. That's complicated mess, well, but you got it all squared away, I suppose.
But it's just like, water's like electricity. You just take one breaker at a time. You take one zone at a time and you fix it.
That's good.
When we say no job too big or too small, we're serious. We can go and do one zone at a time and just keep at it till it's all fixed.
And I would think because of the intense heat down here, a lot of the equipment, once it's been in the ground for, you know, years, it just kind of breaks down because of the heat, if it's, you know, like plastic or whatever it is, that needs to be replaced occasionally. So that's what's happened with mine, I think.
That's what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, guys, go ahead, Alex. I'm sorry.
No, I was going to just say, look for the coupon book in all the locations around town.
And you found it, right?
Oh, yes. And that's Happy Homes and Yards. And one thing also about Alex is he carries tons of parts on his truck. So he won't come to see you and say, oh, well, you know, I'll get back with you in a few weeks because I have to order this or that. He probably has the exact parts you need right then and there so he can fix whatever is the problem.
So he's the man.
He is the man
to fix that.
Yes, and that's Alex, Happy Homes, 727-580-4247. Irrigation or landscaping.
And what is your footprint? What areas do you service?
Pinellas County,
okay.
From Tarpon down to Treasure Island.
Okay.
Sierra Verde.
Okay, that's
everywhere
great.
In between.
Here's
a piece of trivia I bet you guys don't know. There's 609 square miles of dirt in Pinellas County.
Wow.
It's all in my yard.
I did not know that. That's good trivia.
Well,
609 miles. Wow.
When I first moved in, there was actually grass there. And then all of a sudden, the sand started bubbling out. And it's like, now it's like, it looks like a sand trap. And that's why I need you to come in and help out.
Yes.
And that's, I guess you got to stay on it.
I'll be glad to send a technician out. We'll go through it and tell you what you need.
Okay.
Glad to tell you what you need. You guys have a great show, okay? I'm right around the corner if you need me, all right?
All right, Alex. Thank you so much. You have a beautiful day. Happy New Year.
Yep.
Tell the boys Happy New Year. We miss them.
Is it okay if I keep listening to the show on the radio?
Well, absolutely.
I'm going to dial you in right now. You have a good day.
All right, great. Alex. Thank you so much. All right, so that's Alex again, guys, at Happy Homes and Yards, 727-580-4247. And he is really one of the nicest guys, and he is on time. He's honorable. He will not leave you hanging and start a job and not complete it. Like I said, he really is very well known for having almost anything he needs to fix something right then and there. So.
Well, and it's really important down here because of the climate here. You really need
help. Because what happens is, I learned when I first moved here that if you do not water your grass, that it will definitely burn up.
You'll just lose it. So I'm going to be in touch with Alex very shortly.
Yeah, the first summer I moved here, we had some sort of drought situation going on, and it did not rain a drop for, it was almost 4 months. And I had a beautiful lawn when I moved in, and it started going really bad,
fast. South,
huh? I ended up having to get, because I lived in a condo, and we just had to get new sod because I didn't know how to take care of it.
So this will prevent it if you call
Yes, and I did not have irrigation or didn't know what I was doing.
Are you our guest?
Am I your guest? I hope so.
Okay, so what do you have to say?
That's right. You got to tell him what to say. You have to say what.
He was talking to Michelle from the Violet Butterfly.
Michelle, that's right.
He caught me just a little off guard.
He caught us all off guard. But tell us about your business again, Michelle.
So I own the Violet Butterfly in Alderman Plaza in Palm Harbor. Our address is 35154 U.S. Highway 19 North. We specialize in helping people on their spiritual journey.
Right, meditation, healing. And one thing I think we should talk about is anyone who's interested in learning a little bit about the Violet Butterfly can go to your website at the Violet Butterfly mhc.com. You can schedule appointments there. You can find out some different information probably about different things that you do. So that's theviolet butterfly mhc.com. You guys can go check out or make an appointment there with Michelle or some of the wonderful people that she has there.
And you have like, and you have a website, and you have a mission statement on that?
I do.
You do?
I do.
See, I knew that. I don't know why I knew, but I did.
And, you know, I'm not really good with being able to recite everything because it changes and evolves with me. Mm-hmm. But it really is about creating a comfortable, safe space for everyone to explore their what spirituality means to them.
Yes.
And figure out how to heal what they need to heal as individuals.
And it's I will say that the space is really comforting. When I went there, it was a good feeling there. And, you know, people coming from all different faiths, you know, this is about spirituality.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is a big difference.
It is. So. You know, it can be as, you know, broad as what you want it to be.
Yes.
Yeah, we got Bill on the line from Bill Super Gas. We got Madam Butterfly, and she's unbelievable. She brings healing and goodness and love to people, and she tries to take anxiety and anything that you have fears in your life. She tries to make you and show you the tools to overcome it and to be happier for longer periods of time more often, to be at peace. Because when you have inner peace, that's what life's all about.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And now we got Bill on the line.
All right. Hi, Bill. How are you today?
I am doing very well. How are you?
Oh, we're doing very well. Happy New Year.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Happy New Year,
Bill is a staple in our community. He's been here for many years, and he has two businesses, one on US 19 and one on Alternate 19, which is Bill's Auto Repairs, Tires, and Bill's Mobile, right?
Oh yeah, he's my mechanic.
Oh, so this is Adam that you're speaking
with here, Adam.
From the Red Rooster Antiques, and he says that you are his mechanic.
Yes, you are.
Very good.
I had just moved to the area, and I didn't know anyone. And I said, you know, a thing about you really don't know with mechanics, you know, who's a good one and who isn't. And I just said, I just have a feeling I want to stop here, and I have never been dissatisfied. I used to bring the car in, and if something didn't need to be done, he let me know. You know, it doesn't need a brake job now. I mean, he was really honest, and I've always had good work.
Yes, Bill has a very good reputation, and he is very well known for being very honest about people's cars, because there are some people out there that run shops that are not always so honest. But Bill has a very good reputation.
No, he's great.
And yes, so tell us a little bit about your business, Bill.
Well, I tell you, and I've been in the business a long time, and I think, you know, you mentioned honesty, and I don't know if a lot of the shops are really dishonest. I don't know that for a fact, but I think that there's a couple of things that come into play. A lot of them are driven by goals and quotas, mm-hmm. and their mechanics or technicians are paid on performance and what they can sell. And I just don't believe in that. I mean, if the car needs fixing, obviously, we will recommend whatever the scheduled maintenance is, and we can perform all those duties. But I don't have any goals and quotas that people need to.
No, I get that feeling right away when I came in that this guy knows, they know what they're doing, and they're honest, and if it needs to be done, do it.
Right.
And I've told many different people about Bill's. I said, go up here. It's on the corner. I said, but you have two locations, and I wasn't aware of that.
Bill has one location at US 19 and Tampa Road right on the corner.
That's where I go.
And then another on Florida Avenue and Alternate 19 that you can go to as well.
Okay, that's good. So the two locations.
Yes, two locations.
So a double threat. You know you're going to get a good service if you go to Bill's.
Yes. And Bill, tell us a little bit about how you started in the business. You're just I love talking with you.
Well, I tell you, it was 30 years ago that I worked for the airlines. I was a mechanic with the airlines for a long number of years. And prior to that, I went to automotive school and that type of thing. So I never thought I would step back from working on aircraft to working on vehicles. But the industry changed, and I had an opportunity to go into business. So I took the big leap and I started in business up at my US 19 location. And
How many years have you been there, Bill?
Well, in May we were there 30 years, wow. So this May it'll be 31 years.
So you know you're doing something right.
Right.
If you've been in business for 30 years, yeah.
That's awesome. So you went from working on airplanes. I never knew that. That's interesting.
And nowadays with the cars, now everything is computerized.
Right.
So my grandparents had a gas station in the 40s and 50s, and then you could pretty
much. It's
still
the same.
Yeah. But now it's a little bit more complicated. You have to have workers that really know what they're doing, and that's where you come in.
Well, I think that, we've got an ASC Master Tech at each location.
See, that's...
And they're the ones that keep up with all the new technical advances and the things like that and do the, all of the basic heavy troubleshooting and that type of thing.
Yeah, I know. It's a different world.
I think that may be a difference, too, at some different shops that maybe it's not that they're doing things on purpose or wrong, but
no. They
are not as knowledgeable because maybe they haven't been updated on the newest, latest things out. So,
that's the second thing I was going to say. Some of them, are based on goals and quotas, and some of them just don't have that total knowledge or the equipment or the resources to diagnose some of the cars.
Yeah, okay?
There's quite a few different avenues that we need to go down, whether it's using different sophisticated equipment and or using the support technical data that we can, access remotely is another feature.
But also, you're nice.
Yes.
And that is sorely lacking in a lot of businesses nowadays is the customer service that you get. And you get great customer service at Bill's.
Yes, Bill is a great guy. Yeah. Like I said, he's just a staple in the community. Like, everyone knows Bill, and I just think everyone respects him very much because you're a very good man.
All right, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. And so how were your holidays?
Very good. We had 13 people over at the house, so that was, I guess chaotic but fun and all of that, so to speak.
Yeah.
And it would have been nice if the weather on Christmas Day was a little bit warmer so we could have been partially outside, but
right.
C'est la vie,
Right. So. It was more like an up north Christmas this year.
It was.
Yeah. At least in our minds.
Yes, right. Well, thank you so very much, Bill. And that is Bill. So what do you rather me call the business? Is it Bill's Auto Repairs or Bill's Mobile?
Well, one is called Bill's Automotive Repairs and Tires, and the other one is Palm Harbor Auto, Palm Harbor Mobile, okay?
Oh, okay.
So,
yes,
so,
see, everyone knows you as Bill's
Mobile. Not... A lot of people put the M-O-B-I-L-E as mobile,
Right.
As in mobile gas. So that's what, that's the, gas that we sell is mobile. So.
Yes, yeah. Can't miss it. Big M-O-B-I-L sign on both locations.
No.
Right.
And that's the corner of US 19 and Tampa Road or Florida Avenue and Alt 19.
That's right.
Right in downtown Palm Harbor, which that's is true. A really beautiful little location as well.
Yeah, we are very fortunate, very grateful, very appreciative of, being successful for all these years. And it's a family operations. My wife works in the business in the C-store, Marie does. And then my son, Brad, does the Penske business at our Alt 19 location.
Oh, you do Penske as well. That's great.
Yeah. And Kevin, my son, of course, runs my US 19 location. So, And we've been very busy for the past year up at that location, at both locations, actually. So it's been a good year.
Well, that's great to hear. Great to hear.
Yeah.
And thank you so much. Is there anything else you would like to say in closing, Bill?
No, I've been a longtime friend of Brian's, and so I certainly appreciate that. He's a wonderful guy, and I know he's always involved with his charities and things like that, which I think is a great thing. I mean, he's a humble guy, and he's always out there to give his own to help somebody else. So that's one of the things I really like about Brian. So if you echo those comments to him. That would be
now. Do I owe you money for that? Do you know I'm not doing the show today? Today's the Red Rooster Antique Show.
I don't know about that, but I'm just glad Tammy's here with me.
But I'm going to tell you something. You know what you just described? When you say family owned and operated and a mom and pop operation, when you have your whole family working in the operation, isn't that a classic mom and pop operation?
Yeah, and there's fewer and fewer as time goes by, so it's great. And like I said, they're wonderful. They really are.
Yeah, and do you do business with Bill?
I told him. I had just moved here, and the car was acting up, and I said, I've got to bring it in a gas station. And, you know, you never know where to go. And I just said, I'm just going to...
Go, Bill. Did you hear that?
It was on the corner of Tampa.
I did.
And they were straight up and perfect.
See that, Bill?
I hear you. I appreciate that.
So that's it. That just shows you that my mental advertising is working.
Well, we won't go to that extent.
Well, this is before I knew Mr. Cash.
I know. But we had telepathy like the butterfly.
That's right.
Oh, my gosh.
But God bless you, Bill. And people can say this. Do I say this? Because they'll tell you the truth. You and I say this when he's not on the air. Who do I say I respect the most in my business life?
Bill, for sure.
Right. I have so much respect for you, Bill.
All right, I certainly appreciate that, Brian. Stop by and see me sometime, boss man, when you got some time.
Okay.
You know, I know you don't like. I know you don't like to eat, but I'll buy you lunch. Anyway.
Can I biggie size it?
Yeah, I'll get
super
you a
kid's
meal. You
know? That's a good one, Bill. He's gonna get you a kid's meal.
Well, very good. Have a great day, buddy, and thank you for on the Red Rooster Radio Show.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
And then we have the Madam Butterfly to help us.
Oh, my gosh, Madam Butterfly.
With Tammy, of course, bringing the joy and happiness to the group.
All right. Thank you so much. Thanks. And thank you, Bill, and you have a great rest
welcome.
Of your day.
All right, have a good year. Thank you.
Thank you. You as well. All right, guys. Well, we're about to take a little break. We're going to do our traffic report, which is brought to you today by the Red Rooster Antiques and Violet Butterfly.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Looking for a great night's sleep? Then call John Joa's Discount Mattress. They offer pillow tops, memory foam beds, and hotel beds. Twin sets starting at $169, fulls $225, queens $245, and kings $275. Visit them at 2255 Starkey Road in Largo, 727-639-2627. That's 727-639-2627 for John Joa's Discount Mattress. And a good afternoon, Tampa Bay. 544 here on the Brian Cashclaw Show. Let's take a look at your traffic and weather. Currently, Pinellas County actually looking pretty good, actually, other than a small amount of heavy congestion leading up to Curlew on US 19 and going northbound. Where we're seeing most of our problems is on the Veterans Expressway. We have debris in the road as well as a disabled vehicle. Right around exit 9, Gun Highway exit, so that's got the left shoulder blocked, heading northbound on the Veterans. Then we have another incident northbound to southbound I-275 just beyond Hillsborough Avenue with the two right lanes blocked. Heading on up into Pasco, we're looking pretty well other than a disabled vehicle also on the southbound Suncoast Parkway just before mile marker 2, so that's a little ways north of State Road 54. Everything else up there looking pretty well. Your current forecast, tomorrow we're looking for a high of 65. That's much better. Tonight a low of 55 with some clouds in the evening, leading to mainly clear skies overnight. Current temperatures, Zephyr Hills, 69 degrees. Dade City, 68 with some haze up there in the hills. And in downtown Clearwater here at the Tantalk Studio, 66 degrees with cloudy skies. More of the Brian Cashclaw Show coming up right after this. Looking for a little taste of Mexico? Well, you'll find it at Taquiera Viva Mexico, located at 1740 Drew Street in Clearwater, at the corner of Drew Street and Saturn Avenue. Give them a call at 727-286-6209. They deliver with Grubhub and Uber Eats. Open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m., Sunday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. That's authentic Mexican food at Taquiera Viva Mexico. See their ad in the BCC coupon book. Since 1969, Royalty Fine Jewelers has been buying gold and diamond, performing repairs, custom designs, appraisal services, and changing watch bands and batteries. Up to 30 to 70% off in-stock jewelry. Financing and layaway available. Visit them at 33871 US 19 in Palm Harbor in the Sable Ridge Shopping Center. Call them at 727-585-9399. That's 727-585-9399. And visit their website, RoyaltyFineJewelers.com. See their ad in the BCC coupon book.
Cincinnati Chili is now in Clearwater, Florida, with restaurant dine-in, drive-thru, delivery, and catering. Always made fresh daily, and we only use full-size all-beef hot dogs.
Cincinnati, Cincinnati Chili Company.
Goin' Postal is your friendly neighborhood shipping center. They're known for post office service with shorter lines. Services include copy, fax, notary, mailbox rentals, packing supply, boxes, greeting cards, typesetting, document shredding, and even vinyl banners. They can even ship most large boxes cheaper than the post office can. Providing stamps, certified mail, return receipt, insurance, delivery confirmation, first class, priority express, and media mail, Goin' Postal's got you covered. With two locations in Palm Harbor and one in St. Pete, call their Palm Harbor location at 727-437-0242. That's Goin' Postal, delivering the best of America.
From the Sunshine State, this is Tampa Bay's TAN Talk.
We're back from our little break. Thank you so much, Bobby. Bobby is an awesome producer of our show.
He is.
Yes. He's always joyful. He's so happy to help, and he really knows what he's doing, and he helps us out a lot. Does a lot of our commercials and things, and we appreciate you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bobby.
Appreciate you all.
Thank you.
And well, we appreciate having Anna on the line.
All right. Anna, how are you today?
Hi, Anna.
We're doing wonderful. Thank you.
Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. So Anna is over at Bay Area Dry Cleaners.
Okay.
You tell us a little bit about some of the different things that you do there.
Oh, yeah. We have a 20% off for 1 month on dry cleaners. We have a very nice parking at the front and also we have the drive-thru.
Yes.
Drive-through.
Isn't that awesome?
That's awesome.
Yes. It's a beautiful storefront, and the drive-through is like bigger than a bank one. Like, I mean, it's very nice. Yep. You drive up underneath the cover. They come out. They get your things, so you don't even have to get out of the car.
Great. And so where's the location? Tell me where this is.
Okay. So Bay Area Dry Cleaners is located. Brian brought me the wrong ad, actually. But you guys are located on Park Street. Tell us your actual address and a phone number.
Okay, Bay Area Dry Cleaners, located in 9023 Park Boulevard, Seminole.
And your telephone number?
And the phone number is 727-319-4277.
And what are your hours, Anna?
We open 7 to 7 Monday to Friday, Saturdays 9 to 10. I'm sorry, 9 to 5.
Nine to 10, that would be a long day.
Guess what? Even though that is their location, see, the whole reason I'm looking at your ad that I put in the Palm Harbor book, it does not have your location on there, and I'll tell you why. Because they do pick up and drop off delivery service all the way to Tarpon. And as far down as like Central Avenue into St. Pete. So we didn't want people to think, oh, this is located, you know, on Park Street, but they wouldn't deliver here. They do. They actually have several clients in Palm Harbor. So they do pickup delivery service, And that's just awesome. Like these that's days great, with yeah. busy people, that's amazing.
Yeah, we do a little pick up and delivery also. Yes, we do a ballet.
Do you
yes.
have like even small businesses like restaurants and that to use your services, Anna?
This is the best place in Minoli.
That's good. So if somebody has a small restaurant and they have a lot of linens to do, a lot of tablecloths, you're the person.
Oh, yeah, we have all of that. And then, you know what? When you're parking in here, we have a Chinese place right here at the corner.
Yes, they have very good food,
oh,
right?
They do.
Yes, right in the same plaza. So you can drop your clothes off to get them laundered and go over and get a good dinner.
Okay, right. Bay Area Dry Cleansers.
Yes, Bay Area Dry Cleansers. And what's your number one more time?
That's the phone number 727-319-4277.
All right.
Bear and please don't forget the 20% off on dry cleaning for 1 month.
For a whole month.
So that's the whole month of January.
Yes.
Yes.
That's great.
Yes.
So I better get that stuff. You know, everyone's had big Christmas dinners and they spill gravy on those tablecloths that need to, you know, maybe the drapes a little bit shabby.
Right. Anna, I actually have a question for you. Do you also do alterations there?
Oh, yes, we do alterations.
Oh, okay.
You know why? Because I broke two of my zippers in my jeans recently because I am getting fat. So I need to get them repaired.
Wonderful. We'll bring it anytime you're ready.
All right, so
that's
I'm gonna bring those into you, and I also have some dry cleaning I need to get done as well. They do
Wonderful.
A great job. A
so
great
that's
job.
Like an all-around stop. Then,
yeah,
you do it all, Bay Area dry.
Yeah,
cleaners.
We have all the service.
That's great.
Full service.
That's awesome.
So you better get those jeans there.
Yes, I definitely need to. I was just thinking, I just remembered.
Well, I had a pair
came
that
off the track.
I threw away because I just said, well, you know, there's so few people to do it. Now I know where if I have to meet somebody
right.
that needs to be mended.
Well, in my defense, I think they put cheap zippers in a lot of pants these days because they're definitely not as sturdy as the ones I used
to
wear.
No.
All right, guys. I had a customer to come in. It's nice to talk to you.
All right, Anna.
Okay.
Thank you.
Happy New Year to everybody.
Happy New Year. Tell Eddie
Bye.
I said hello. Thank you so much. So that was Anna from Bay Area Dry Cleaners, guys. Like I said, pickup delivery service all the way from Tarpon all the way to St. Pete
great.
And Central Avenue.
And I mean, people are so busy nowadays. Sometimes
right.
they can't get there. So that's
right.
a great service.
I mean, they'll even come to your office and pick up
wow.
your, you know, suits or shirts or whatever oh, and drop off in the same week.
Yes.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Hey, hello,
Madam Butterfly. Tell us a little bit about your butterfly.
He has a way with words, doesn't he?
So it's the violet butterfly, and we have Michelle here today, and she has a healing center.
Yeah, so our healing is focused on spiritual healing. We have Reiki services there. We have readers. We teach Reiki and psychic development, and we have all kinds of beautiful crystals and candles and...
And you have, I'm sure you have all different age groups, people coming in, men, women,
Absolutely.
Younger people.
Everyone.
That are involved in this, yeah.
Yeah, and what's beautiful is watching people that are just discovering crystals and stuff like that, and then people that are further along on their path that are just deepening their practices.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so you, Michelle, you've been doing this for how many years now?
On my own personal journey, about 20 years. The shop has been open for 3.5 years.
And 3.5, that's quite a long time. So that's you've established yourself. And as I know that I have frequented your place, it's wonderful. The energy is really great. I got a reading there that was wonderful. And it's beautiful also. It's very pristine, the
and
way it's
peaceful,
all set up.
And it's clean, and it smells good. And I learned a lot. I mean, she has so many different things in the shop. I was asking questions, and I was there about different crystal, different things.
I know.
And I learned a lot of things.
And I went and got a smudge stick, because being in the antique
yes.
business, occasionally you want to do that.
Right.
I mean, nothing's bad, but it works.
All right. And you guys got to go see Michelle at the Violet Butterfly. And she's at 35154 US 19 in Palm Harbor, Alderman Plaza. Let's see, there's a UPS store there. The Esporta gym is right there. And Walmart is across the street.
Yep.
Corner of Alderman and US 19, the Violet Butterfly.
Have to go. Have to go there. Yep.
Yes. And what else would you like to say?
I was just going to say, if you have questions, we're happy to answer anything. We love to educate.
That's great. And tell us your telephone number if someone wants to come in and wants to find out more and they just want to call up and say, you know, I want to have a reading done. I want to talk to someone. I want to, you know more about crystals. What's your telephone number that they can call you?
Our phone number is
727-386-386.
4535.
Thank you so much.
So you have
much.
To give Michelle a call.
That's right. And we have Mark in the studio. Hey, I think you want to talk about something today.
Yes, thank you, Tammy.
Here you go. You're welcome.
I have my wife really has a dog walking business that I also help with. We're retired, and the name of the dog walking service is Serenity Dog Walking, and we do not only walking, but we do pet sitting, cats if that's the case, and certainly dogs. Myself, I've trained dogs, so I can also help with that, unless they're old, because you know the old saying, you can't teach the old dog new tricks. But anyhow, Diana's phone number is 727-831-3518. We're located centrally in Pinellas County, about 100 yards from the Clearwater Line in Largo. And we're available most of the time, if not all the time. Unless if there's something up, we'd certainly let you know. But we basically do it because we love animals, and it gives us something to do aside from go to the beach.
Oh, that's so great. So you watch dogs and cats?
We'll watch dogs and cats. We'll walk the dogs. And again, I'll do my best to train them if that's something that needs to be done with the dog. I know all the basic commands, and I've had dogs all my whole life. So
you have a rapport with them.
I absolutely have a rapport. We've been doing this for a number of years.
So question, if somebody, let's say, is going out of town for a long weekend, could you be able to watch them for the weekend?
Absolutely. We can watch them at our place, or if they prefer, we could go to their home if they're comfortable with that. And we can provide references and whatever else is needed. But again, it's Serenity Dog Walking Services, and it's Diana's phone number is 727-831-3518, and we hope we hear from you. Thank you.
That's great.
All right. Thank you so much, Mark.
Thanks, Mark.
Mark's an awesome person. I have known him for, oh my gosh, probably about 13 or 14 years now.
That's a long time.
Yes, Mark is a very... Yes, Mark is a very good friend of Brian's, and he's, I think, Brian's best friend.
That's great.
Yes, very good guy. Him and his wife are amazing people, very trustworthy, so definitely trust them with your little babies, little fur babies.
Good. And I've had hamsters, gerbils.
All right.
Do it all.
Very good. So... we only have a few moments left, so tell us some more about Red Rooster Antiques.
Just come by and see us. We're open 7 days a week on 19 North in Clearwater, right next to Dan's Fans, and we're open 7 days a week, and we'd love to see you.
Yeah, 7 days a week, tons of stuff. You guys got to go on a treasure hunt.
30113 US Highway 19.
Yes,
North.
And they're really close to Curlew and US 19, right across from Home Depot on US 19.
And we'd love to see you.
Yes, and then after you go antique shopping, swing by the Violet Butterfly
and get some crystals,
get a reading, talk to Michelle at the Violet Butterfly, and that's Alderman in US 19, right up the street from Red Rooster Antiques.
Thank you, folks.
Thank you so much, everyone. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
Bye-bye.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.